News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Pupils from third class, as you heard there in the news, and primary school are required to wear a face mask or covering. And any claim that a child is exempt must now be backed up by a medical certificate, so says the Department of Education. John Boyle, INTO General Secretary, reacted to the guidance earlier this morning.
If there are parents who are adamant that their well child does not wear a face mask, the key question here is that's basically defying expert Irish public health advice. And it certainly puts the rest of the class and the staff in a certain level of jeopardy.
And Minister for Education Norma Foley joins us now. Minister, you heard what John Boyle had to say there. Where do we stand on this? What about those children whose parents don't allow them to put on face masks going into school?
Well, Ciara, in the first instance, I think we must recognise that this is an expert public health recommendation. It is for the benefit of all children in our schools from third class up. It is for the benefit of children individually and collectively and for all within the education sector. And I think in the first instance, I want to say that there has been extraordinary buy-in from students in our schools, from parents and guardians and from school communities as regards all of the public health measures that are required in our schools. And we have always in the education sector followed the recommendation of public health. And in terms of masks, I know, for example, already that in many instances, you know, parents and guardians have already embraced it. But what we are saying is it's a public health measure. But equally so, I recognise that there may well be issues of exception where there may be difficulty, you know, for a child in terms of wearing a mask. So a child with complex needs, for example, or if a child, for example, has any difficulty with breathing or other, you know, relevant medical conditions, there will be exemptions and there will be very clear exemptions in that respect. But I also want to say that this operates at second level. It has operated seamlessly at second level. And again, there has been extraordinary buy-in from all concerned, notwithstanding where there's a need for there to be an exception. Schools know their pupils well and they recognise the needs of their pupils and they always want to serve the needs of their pupils. So, as I say, it has operated very well at second level and I have no reason to believe it will not be embraced
at Minister,
primary.
But Minister, notwithstanding those exemptions for children with complex needs or breathing difficulties, there are parents, we see them online, they're balking at this one. They view these younger children, this cohort of 9 to 12, as different than secondary school students. And in fairness, I know what we heard there from the INTO, but teachers themselves, some of them have said that this is much harsher than they expected, this has gone too far and that there has been very little communicated to them about how they handle the child who doesn't have a medical exemption but won't wear a mask because their parents won't support this. What happens to those children?
Well, I think there has to be absolute clarity as to how the school operates. I think parents and guardians expect that. I think students expect that. I think the school community expects that. And as I say, there is absolute clarity. That there is a requirement and a recommendation from public health that for the benefit and the protection of children, that those from third class up would wear the masks. Where there is a need for a specific exception, for example, children with complex needs, they will not be required to have
a medical. But the children that don't have that exception, will they be sent home? That's what parents want to know.
Well, yes, there is clarity around that, that if you provide a medical certificate explaining the situation regarding your child, obviously will be exempted. But if you do not do that, there has to be clarity around this. It has to be operational. It is a safety measure. And that is that will be the scenario that students who do not comply and do not have a medical basis will be asked to stand down from school. Yes.
OK. And will there be online learning provided for those children? The state is obliged to educate them.
Yes, indeed. And the state will operate its schools and the schools are operating and education is available and students can avail of that in the school setting.
OK. We spoke to infectious disease specialist Professor Sam McConkie yesterday on News Talk Breakfast and he says that there isn't enough evidence to support this idea of mask wearing. Take a little listen to this.
The European CDC and WHO looked at this and our own HICWA and found that there isn't really powerful evidence to suggest that it's a hugely positive thing. Again, it's children mimicking the rest of society. So it's saying that the children 9 to 13 will be treated the same as adults, essentially. Children kind of play with their masks and touch them, as unfortunately we all do. And that, of course, once you touch everything and touch your nose and put them on and put them off and wear them below your nose, it's a complex thing.
That's basically Professor Sam McConkie saying there isn't enough evidence to say that this is in fact warranted, that in fact that because children take them on and off and touch their faces and they're only little, that this may make no difference at all. Have we gone wrong here? Because we're imposing something that an awful lot of parents are against on children. And there is a question whether or not the evidence supports us doing this.
Well, I think, to be fair, you know, there are always differing views about, you know, various measures that would be brought in at any time. But I think importantly, and the CMO and the NPHET have been very clear about this, this is one measure in a suite of measures that operate within our schools, and all other measures in terms of infection prevention and control will continue to operate in our schools. And that's, you know, everything from PPE, hand sanitizer, social distancing, you know, all the requirements that are necessary from a public health point of view. This is an additional measure. It is the expert medical view of public health and the NPHET here that it will be an addition protection for children. And that's the important thing here. This is regarded as a protection for children individually and collectively and the school community. And as I have said, I have seen it already operate in schools. I have seen a willingness from the beginning of last week when it was first mentioned by the CMO. Many students were already wearing these masks. There has been extraordinary buy-in from parents and guardians and school communities.
It is a little disingenuous to tell parents this is for the safety of their children when we know that it is vanishingly rare for children to become seriously ill with COVID. And in fact, this is a measure to protect staff and the wider community. It isn't really fair to say that it's to keep children safe because children are safe.
Well, to be fair, it is the view that this is a measure that protects all. It protects the individual.
I know, but parents are being told this is to keep their children safe, but their children aren't in any real danger. Isn't that the truth?
Well, I think, to be fair, we have actually seen a significant increase in terms of COVID infection in the specific age cohort of 9 to 12. And therefore, additional measures are required for the protection of 9 to 12-year-olds. And this is one of those measures. And as I say, it will complement the entire suite of measures that already exist within our schools. Look, we would wish that we were not in a COVID situation. We would wish that we are not in an emergency situation and a challenging situation for our children and for our communities. But we are. We are living with COVID. We are implementing measures that we see as protective measures for our children and for wider community. And I think we need to follow the best public health advice available to us.
Minister, how will we accommodate children who wear glasses?
Well, equally so, okay, if there is a specific issue that has been identified in terms of difficulty for children, and I will defer to the medical experts there, exemptions will be given.
So will there be exemptions for children wearing glasses whose glasses over the 4 to 6 hours a day in school will probably steam up and they won't be able to see?
Well, specifically in terms of children wearing glasses, I think that will be evaluated by the GP. We're very clear that, you know, particular types of masks will be worn, masks that, you know, fit snugly and appropriately. And, you know, every parent knows their child best. Their GP would be an expert in terms of
specific issues. So children with glasses, should they go to their GP?
Well, if there is a specific issue that's causing any element of discomfort for a child, whether it's in terms of breathing, whether it's in terms of an ability to see clearly, whatever that case might be, the GP will be in an expert position to give an expert opinion, and that certificate will be accepted by the schools.
Okay. With regard to other things, school nativity plays, little concerts and things that people might have expected normally, they have been told the government has told them that they can prioritise these things and ration them to some extent. They've been told something a little bit different by NPHET. They've said avoid them. I don't want to hit you necessarily with the mixed messaging thing, but it's a bit like a public health coup when you hear the Taoiseach of the country come out during the afternoon yesterday and say, you know, parents know best, use your judgment, ration and prioritise. And then within hours, the CMO has come out with a letter to parents saying, avoid, avoid, avoid. What do parents do?
Well, I think, again, you know, the message is a clear one in terms of reducing socialisation. That's the clear message that has come from the CMO, that has come from public health, that has come from NPHET. And that's actually a message.
So should they listen to the CMO ahead of the Taoiseach?
Well, the Taoiseach has echoed the same message, and he has said and asked of parents that they would look at the socialisation activity of their children and that they would reduce it accordingly. That is exactly what the CMO indeed has asked wider society to do. And we have seen in the last number of weeks a considerable an effort made by wider society in terms of reducing socialisation. The CMO is now shining a light, if you like, on the socialisation of younger children and asking for society to do similarly. In actual fact, it is a consistent message across society now, from our younger children to our older adults, to reduce socialisation. And that consistent message is echoed by both the Taoiseach, by government, and indeed the CMO and the NPHET.
And lastly, Minister, already in parents' WhatsApp groups there is talk about schools not reopening after Christmas. There are schools, we're hearing anecdotally, who are saying, we will be sending home your books on the just-in-case basis. And this will be the only wave, if the schools do reopen in January, this will be the only time during COVID that there has been a wave that schools have closed during for holidays and reopened. Can you give any kind of a guarantee to parents out there worried sick this morning that their children will be back in face-to-face schooling this January?
Well, I think there has been a singular priority by government, and indeed I would say by wider society, that schools should operate and the schools should be open, and that our children are best served when they're in school. Now, notwithstanding that, we're also aware that we are at a particular moment in time in terms of COVID, and society has been asked to comply and to, you know, make a particular effort to reduce socialisation, to be particularly conscious of our activity in this time of COVID. And if we do that, and when we do that, well, then the pressure comes off wider society and all aspects of society, including schools.
Is that a guarantee that they will be open in January, though?
Well, I think there is no crystal ball in terms of COVID and what happens in the future. But the message is very clear. If we continue to reduce our socialisation, if we continue to abide by the measures that we're asked to abide with from a public health point of view, we will be able to continue to operate in society. And indeed, I should say, society has opened up now. Society is operating, and that includes our schools.
OK, so it sounds like schools reopening is conditional on us all adhering to public health advice even. Thank you for that. Indeed, that is Minister for Education, Norma Foley.